You're with SBS Radio.
We're talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Our conversation is very different to from my usual conversations. I can't come to terms with the passing away, the death of Joshua Levi, the young CEO of the Australian Jewish News. It came as a shock to all of us and to you also, Evan.
Nisa, the Australian Jewish community and the Australian Jewish News are in mourning following the tragic passing of our CEO and our friend, Joshua Levi, who passed away on Monday morning, aged 36 years old. He had his whole life ahead of him, Nisa. He became a father 2 weeks beforehand. He was the CEO of our paper, and more importantly, he was our friend. His love for the Jewish community and for the Jewish News were unmatched, and his passing leaves an unimaginable void at a place that he poured his heart and his soul into for more than a decade. Josh was an investigative journalist. He was an award-winning reporter responsible for some of the paper's biggest and most important stories, notably covering the Royal Commission child abuse scandal in 2015, for which he won a number of awards. He became the CEO of the Jewish News 2 years ago after moving up the ranks of every position that he could think of in the Jewish News. He started writing sports stories for free. He was taking photos, and then he became a full-time journalist, and he never left. Speaking on behalf of the Levi family, Ben Levi told the Jewish News, "It is ironic that for a man whose life was words, words will never do justice to his life. Joshua Daniel Levi lived more than life in his 36 years than most do in a lifetime. He was larger than life," Ben says, "and will leave an unfillable void in the hearts of those who love him." The family says they are devastated and shattered by this sudden loss and will forever love and miss him. Tributes have been poured in from around the community and around the country, Nisa. The publisher of the Jewish News, Robert McGid, says, "Words can't describe how I feel. Josh was like a son to me. We worked very closely together. He was always a brilliant journalist. He was meticulous in his facts. He seemed to be in a good mood all the time, and it was always a pleasure to have him in the office. He found humor and lightness in everything. He was loved by everyone." Robert McGid says he's received messages from so many people who are utterly shocked by this news. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Josh Levi had a thirst and a drive to inform and to entertain the reader and was well respected for his integrity. Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier of New South Wales, she says that Josh Levi's groundbreaking investigative journalism, uncovering serious allegations of child sexual abuse, and his work as the CEO leaves a lasting legacy. Premier Berejiklian says his infectious enthusiasm, his integrity and kindness will be forever missed. The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, said he was privileged to have known Josh Levi. "On a personal level, Lisa, Josh hired me as a journalist when I was 19 years old. I walked into the office looking for a job. I had just graduated my college. I had my degree. I needed a job in media. Josh saw me, he liked me, and he gave me an opportunity. I was 19 years old. I've been with the company since 2014. Josh was not only my boss, he was my mentor, and he was my friend. He taught me the value of relationships and the importance of keeping contact. He could smell a good story from a mile away. He was an investigator. He loved people. He loved networking. He loved his job. And he loved the Jewish community. He always took the glass half full approach, Nisa. He never dwelled on the bad, and he only focused on the good. He was the go-to person in the office for any issue that needed resolving. If something wasn't right, we went to Josh. He would answer his phone at all hours of the day, 6 a.m. in the morning and at midnight. He was intelligent. He was generous. He was caring. He was kind and funny. He had a heart of gold. I will miss his guidance, his judgment, our lunchtime trips to the burger shop, and breaking serious news stories together. Our newspaper and our community is poorer for his loss. The Jewish News would never be the same, Nisa. All our thoughts and prayers are with Leah and Josh's family, and on behalf of everybody at the Jewish News, I wish the Levi family long life. We love you, Josh, and we know that you're listening. from upstairs, and we will continue making the paper the best that it can be, and we will make you proud. And that is our promise.
Evan Zlatkis, I know it's very difficult for you to talk. I understand that. You were very close to Josh. You worked with him. He was your mentor, your boss, your friend, your teacher. And it's a big loss personally for you and a very big loss for the Jewish community.
Nita, we are beyond shattered and devastated, but we will make sure that we do our best to produce the paper every week and to produce a newspaper that Josh would be proud of. And I'm talking on behalf of all my colleagues at the Jewish News in Melbourne and in Sydney. We have other stories in this week's paper, but Josh is our cover and he's our most important story. And we will miss him forever. Nita, Josh was laid to rest on Friday. He had his funeral service at Central Synagogue and he was laid to rest at Rookwood Cemetery. And as I said, we wish the Levi family strength and courage and long life. And we will always, always remember you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.